From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Arbitration Court dismisses China's territorial claims in the South China Sea. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says China has no historic title to the large maritime region. The ruling answers a complaint brought by the Philippines in 2013 that accused China of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea with its aggressive actions on the Scarborough Shoal. Paul Reichler is the lead lawyer for the Philippine side.
One can never be certain what any court or tribunal will decide until you see the final decision. And I think this vindicates the Philippines' claims and its decision to go forward with the arbitration.
China's ambassador to the United States rebuked the court, saying the ruling will undermine and weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations and consultations to resolve conflicts. He said his government remains committed to negotiations with other parties about the South China Sea. President Barack Obama has honored five slain police officers during a memorial in Dallas, Texas. The president said the past week of violence has exposed what he called the deepest fault line of our democracy.
I understand how Americans are feeling. But Dallas, I'm here to say we must reject such despair. I'm here to insist that we are not as divided as we seem. And I know that because I know America. I know how far we've come against impossible odds.
Last week's attack on Dallas, white police officers by a black man, intensified the national debate over alleged racial bias. This is VOA News. A fragile ceasefire called by rival leaders appeared to hold Tuesday in South Sudan's capital, Juba. The ceasefire comes after 4 days of artillery and small arms fire that left hundreds dead and displaced thousands of others. This person was displaced by the fighting.
They need in the camp here. You can just bring some snack for the kids because we stay for 3 days without anything to eat, okay? And also the rain is raining. This is raining season that we need shelter. We need some like camps, yeah, for the children.
Shoppers in Juba's central market Tuesday were confronted by the sight of looted stores and sharply hiked prices for suddenly scarce goods. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who waged an unsuccessful presidential campaign against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, endorsed her candidacy Tuesday for the Democratic Party nomination. He hailed the liberal platform the party has adopted.
Our job now is to see that platform implemented by a democratically controlled Senate. A democratically controlled House and a Hillary Clinton presidency.
Sanders called Clinton far and away the best candidate. 1 week after the FBI recommended no charges against Hillary Clinton for her handling of emails as Secretary of State, America's top law enforcement officer declined to discuss specifics of the matter on Capitol Hill. Republican lawmakers demanded answers as to why the Justice Department is not prosecuting Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Each time, Attorney General Loretta Lynch declined to provide them.
You know, Director Comey has chosen to provide great detail into the basis for his recommendations that were ultimately provided to me. He's chosen to provide detailed statements, and I would refer you to those statements. I, as Attorney General, am not able to provide any further comment on the facts or the substance of the investigation.
Last week, FBI Director Comey announced that while Clinton had been extremely careless in handling and storing official State Department correspondence, the Bureau had concluded that her actions did not constitute an actual crime. As pressure from European leaders mounts on incoming British Prime Minister Theresa May to accelerate the country's timetable for Brexit, the President of the European Parliament struck a more conciliatory note, calling for talks to begin after the summer and without rancor. Writing for The Guardian newspaper Tuesday, Martin Schulz from Germany said Britain should not be treated as a deserter, but quoting now, as a family member who is still loved but has decided to go in another direction. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.